Amen. Okay, so we are going to start. Today's daf is Pei Dalet 84. We're in the fifth parak. Sorry, the sixth parak. The sixth parak of Kisui Adam. So yesterday we left off, we were discussing the statement of the Mishnah that said that the idea of Kisui Adam does not apply to Kachim. It doesn't apply to Kachim. The Gemara had asked, wait a second, when they gave the issues about putting the dust, the dirt on the Mizbeach, it didn't work because my Kachim only replied by birds. The Gemara said, well, maybe you could just scrape off the blood from the Mizbeach and then do a Kisui Adam. And the Gemara said, yeah, you're right, Eino Chanami, you're right. If we were talking about Kachim Mizbeach, which are actually animal sacrifice, bird sacrifices, then you're right, we could do Kisui Adam. We're going to possibly go back on that later. He says, what we're dealing over here is Kachi Bedek Abayas. The problem with Kachi Bedek Abayas is that if you shecht Kachi Bedek Abayas are earmarked to be used, I guess, to sell and to use the money for the Beis HaMikdash. Right. The problem was if you would sell them, they'd be Asar Bar Hanav because of Me'ila. If you shecht them, they'd be Asar Bar Hanav because of Me'ila. Therefore, it's a Shechita She'en Ruya. That's point number one. Then the Gemara said, okay, well, why don't you guys just redeem it? He says, you can't redeem it. They ended up because redemption only takes place if you can stand the animal and figure out how much it's valued. Here, you can't stand it up because you're beyond that point of redemption. So the Gemara asks, Ukuman. And so on the second line of the Peidalit, Ukuman. So whose shita is our Mishnah now? Again, our Mishnah is talking about Kachay Bedek Avayis, and the reason why you wouldn't be able to redeem them is A, it's Shchita Shein Aruya, and B, you can't have a Mad of Aracha. So Ik Rabbi Meir, if you like Rabbi Meir, who says Hakol Hayu L'Chal Hamad V'Aracha, so he's good on one point because he says that in order to redeem anything, Kachim Mizbeach or Kachim Bedek Avayis, you would be required Hamad V'Aracha. However, he holds Ha'amar Shchita She'ein Ruya Shema Shchita. He says that a Shchita that still doesn't get you to the point of Echila, and like in this case, you can't eat the bird if you shecht it because it is it's Kachim Mizbeach and therefore Kachim Bedek Avayis and therefore to be subject to Me'ila. But he says shchita she'en ruya shema shchita. It's still considered halachic shchita, and you would chayiv you in kisui adam. And our Mishnah is saying not chayiv you in kisui adam. So the Gemara says, okay, the Rav Shimon, if it's like his bar plukta of Rav Shimon, the amar shchita she'en ruya lo shema shchita. He said that shchita she'en ruya is not considered a shchita. Well, ha'amar that kachay bedek abayis. I wouldn't need Hamad V'Aracha. So in this case, okay, granted, the Shechita is not a valid Shechita, but I can still redeem. Why can I redeem? Because I don't need the animal to be standing. I can redeem without Hamad V'Aracha. So whose Shechita is our Mishnah? Like neither. So Gemara says, okay, must be Amar Rav Yosef Rebbe. It's Rebbe, it's Shechita of Rebbe, who took the position of Rebbe Meir on one side and took the position of Rebbe Shimon on the other side. He took the position of Rebbe Meir, who's right, Vanasa Leliba the Tanai. He holds like Rav Shimon that Shechita She'en Ruya is not considered a valid Shechita. And the Hamad of Aracha, Savalak Rabbi Meir. And when it comes to Hamad of Aracha, he holds like Rabbi Meir. So therefore, it's not a valid Shechita to begin with. And you can't do redemption because you can't do Hamad of Aracha. The Ibai's Ema, now we give another answer. The Ibai's Ema, Kula, our entire Mishnah goes like Rav Shimon. So the entire Mishnah goes like Rav Shimon. So the problem was, Rav Shimon says Shechita She'en Ruya is not considered Shechita. He says even though you would need Hamad V'Aracha, but a Shechita She'en Ruya since you don't need Hamad V'Aracha, even if the Shechita is not considered a valid Shechita, nevertheless you can still redeem it after the Shechita because you don't need to evaluate it while it's standing. So it says Levi's Ema Kul Rabbi Shimon Hi V'Shani Hacha. Why is Kachim different? He's learning from a pasuk. The pasuk says with the mitzvah Kisui Adam. It says v'shafach es damo, you shecht it, v'chiso, and then you cover it. Two steps, shvicha, chiso. Here you would have an extra step. You would have shchita, you would have hamad of aracha, and then v'chiso. So that's not what the pasuk says. It says the amar krav v'shafach v'chiso, mi she'en amuchusar el shvicha v'chisoi. The only thing you need to do is shvicha and chisoi. Yotza zeh that comes to exclude this kachi vedek abayis. It's two steps, but this requires three steps. The Gemara says, okay, if that's what we're doing now, if you're going to say that, we're going to learn it out from this pasuk, that the only thing that requires kisui adam would be if you had two steps of shchita and kisui. Let's go back and say that our Mishnah is even talking about kachim mizbeach. We had rejected kachim mizbeach because we said you can just scrape it off the knife. He says, no, Kachem is Bech. It says, we exclude now. We'd say, Misha Mechusar El Shvicha Bekisoy, Yotze Zeh, Shemechusar Shvicha Gerira Ukisoy. Kachem is Bech also required an extra step of scraping. Right, we're learning from the pasuk that the only thing that's chayiv kisui dam is two steps, shvicha, then to kisui.
Right.
We rejected kachem as betek avayis because that required shvicha pidia, pidyon, and kisui. Now we're going to say kachem is beich also don't require kisui dam because that required the extra step of gerira, yeah, scraping. Mar baravashi amar, Mar Ravashi says I can learn that mitzvah. I can learn the reason that mitzvah kisui dam doesn't apply by kachem. It says the amakra. Because the pasuk says, "By kisrei dam, asher yatzut seit chaya o'of." It's a chaya and a bird. A chaya we know for sure are excluded because from kisrei dam by kachim, because chaya can't be kachim. So chaya o'of. So it says, "Ma chaya ain't a kodesh." Just like a chaya cannot become kodesh, af o'of ain't a kodesh. So to the bird isn't kodesh. What does that mean? Birds like bird is kodesh.
Yes.
So the Gemara says. Rashi says, "Ma chaya stama ain't a kodesh she ain't ruuya lahakriv." So to the bird, right? So stam chaya is not, you can't b'makdash it. Can't, it's because it's not roy to go on the zbeach. So say for what? He should know, "Ma chaya ain't a kodesh." Okay, af oaf ain't a kodesh. I guess that the fact that it can't become kodesh. Therefore, it's not in the parsha of Kisrei Dam by Kodesh. So, to the oaf, can't be the final. I don't, that's interesting. The Gemara says, let's see if we can go back a second. The Gemara says, if that's the reason that the mitzvah Kisrei Dam by Mukdashim is because we make this hekesh between oaf and chaya, so therefore, let's go all the way. Ma chaya she'en b'mino Kodesh. When it comes to chaya, it's not no heg, only by some. Ma chaya is not no Kisrei Dam because there's no possibility for chaya to be Kodesh. Af oaf she'en b'mino kodesh. So to a bird, it wouldn't apply to a bird who cannot become kodesh. Otzi torin b'nei yonah, maybe this is our question, that will come to exclude the torin and the b'nei yonah that they she'yesh b'mino kodesh. They can become kodesh. And therefore, I guess kisrei dam would apply to them by kodesh. Mar says, lo, kichaya, my chaya lo chalakta ba, af oaf lo tachlok ba. Just like a chaya, you don't make any distinction and they're all chayv in kisrei dam. So to oaf, so the Gemara is saying, the Gemara is saying, not sure. Marashi Amar, Amar Kra, Chaya o oaf. You're comparing the Chaya to the bird. Ma Chaya ina Kodesh, just like, so what requires Kisui Adam, the Pasuk says? What requires Kisui Adam is a Chaya, which is not Kodesh, which comes to exclude the, and so to an oaf, which cannot become Kodesh, does not require Kisui Adam. Whereas if that's the case, well, it's not a complete comparison. Because when it comes to chaya, there's no possibility for any type of chaya to become kodesh. That's why it doesn't require kisui adam. When it comes to a bird, there is a possibility, and by the Torah b'nei yonah, so maybe those would not require kisui adam. The Gemara then says, no, by chaya we make no distinction, so to a bird you make no distinction, that they're all chayav in kisui adam. And therefore, I guess, how does that teach you anything about kodesh? And Rashi says, af of lo tichlok mehem, lomer minze chayav minze potter. I guess we're missing the step. Like Rashi is saying that the Gemara, I think the Rashi is saying that the Gemara is learning out the halacha about why a chaya does require kisui adam and a bird requires kisui adam because that pasuk says, and the Gemara says that just like a chaya doesn't become kodesh, so too a bird doesn't become kodesh, therefore they're requiring kisui adam. And then the Gemara at the end finally says, oh, maybe make a distinction between different types of birds. So Gemara says, no, just like there's no distinction by chaya, there's no distinction by birds. So all the halachas that apply by chaya are going to apply by birds. Number one, they're chaya and kisui adam. Number two, that there's no possibility of kisui adam by kodesh. Okay. Amalei Yaakov mino l'rava. Yaakov, interesting, Lashon Yaakov mino, Yaakov the min? No, Yaakov the apikora said to Rava. So in the bottom of here, he quotes that this, the name, the Yaakov Minah, is mentioned in the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel. And there, Toso says that he should be Goris, Yaakov Minah, rather Yaakov Mitzah, because he's not a Min. Because if his name, if he was a Min, we wouldn't mention his name, because Shem, Rishon, Mirkov. So he says, according to this Tosos, according to that Tosos, the Hagos over here also changed the Girsa to Yaakov Mitzah. But some say that he actually is Yaakov Minan, and he's a Talmud of Yeshiv. It could be. Tiferes Yaakov says, for sure, it's not Yaakov Minan here, because the language that he uses, he says, Kaimalon, that we've established. Meaning he's including himself, you know, like the Chacham. He's including himself in the Parsha, as opposed to other times when we had Yaakov Ishkvar Chasanya, who was definitely a Talmud of Yeshu, he's there, it says, Kasav Torah Shem. So maybe the difference over here, interesting of who this is. Amalei Rav Yaakov, Mino Lerava, Kaimalon. We just now, we established that Chaya Bichlal Behema Lissimonim. Why are you, basically the Gemara is asked now, why are you only saying Chaya, not Behema? We learned last Perek that all throughout the Torah, Chaya and Behema are included in one another. Right? How did we know that a Chaya requires Shchita Simonim? Right? You know that you have to shecht appropriately. The Pasuk says, V'cho Behema, Mafresis Parsa, Shasha, Sesha, Stei Parsa, Smalas, Geir, Behema, Osa, Tochelu. So what we learned is that the Chaya is included in the Behema, because the Pasuk only mentions Behema. So if Chaya is included in the Behema, Eim Anami, Behema B'chal Chaya L'Kisui. So let's just say that a Behema is like a Chaya when it comes to Kisui Adam. We know the Halacha is only that the Chaya is required to Kisui Adam. Why? Let the Behema be Chaya B'Kisui Adam, just like the Chaya was included in the Behema by Shchita, let the Behema be included in the Chaya when it comes to Kisui Adam. So Eim Anami, Behema B'chal Chaya L'Kisui. So Amalei, so Rabba says back to Yaakov, Alecha Amakra, in order to answer that, the Pasuk says, right, it says, bikarecha, v'yachalta b'sharecha, b'chol avas v'shecha, rachazak l'uti echol dam, ala arish tishbechenu kamayim. The blood of the karbon, which is definitely a behema, should be poured out like water. Ma mayim lo boy kisui. So there's a comparison now that the blood of the behema is compared to mayim. Just like water doesn't require kisui, so too, afhainami, the datum of the behema, is not going to require kisui. So yeah, ein lachanami, maybe you would have thought that. But we have this other pasuk that compares the blood of the behema to water, and just like water doesn't require kisui adam, so too the datum of the behema does not require kisui adam. So then the Gemara asks, okay, wait a second. Now if we're comparing the blood of the behema to water, well, let's go all the way. Let's say, elameyata yad bilubo. You can be tovel in the blood of a behema. I mean, I don't know if your person would do that. But maybe you can take your needle or whatever it is and be tovel it into a mikvah made of behema blood, right? So the Gemara says no. Amakra is by Tumah Shratzim. The pasuk says Ach Ma'ayan Ubor Mikveh Mayim Yatar. So we have the words Ma'ayan, Bor, and Mikveh, right? Honey in these things you can be tovel in, which is a Ma'ayan of water, a Bor of water, and a Mikveh of water. But other things you cannot. So Gemara says, wait a second. Maybe it's just coming to exclude other liquids that are not considered water. What is considered water? Water and the blood of Behema. So maybe they're included. I'm not exactly sure how you would have a mayan of blood, but you know how you have a spring of blood, but that would be. So Ema Hani Milim Ute Sharmash Lo Krumayim, Avaldam the Ikri Mayim Hakinami, that you'd be able to be tovel in it. So Gemara says, no, it's Tre Miutik Siv. There are two Miutim in the Pasuk. It says Ma'ayan. You have to basically look at the word. It's these three words describe water, right? They're modifying water. So it's Ma'ayan Mayim, Bor Mayim, Mikveh Mayim. So he says it's two Miyutim. It's Ma'ayan of Mayim and Bor of Mayim. So the second Miyut is coming to say Shar Mashkim. It's coming to exclude Shar Mashkim. One is coming to exclude all other liquids, and another one's coming to exclude blood. So it's only water. The Gemara says, wait, Ema idviiti limute shar mashkim. Maybe both of them are coming to exclude different other liquids for different reasons. I mean, chad limute zochalin, v'chad limute michunasim. One's coming to exclude other liquids that are flowing. I guess he dropped a barrel or something and they're flowing down. And one's to exclude michunasim, that they're all gathered. Meaning in no circumstances can you use other liquids. But maybe it's nothing to do with blood. Blood, bless you, blood is compared to water. The Gemara says, no, tlasa miute ksivi. It says three times. It says Ma'ayan Mayim, Bor Mayim, Mikveh Mayim, and one of them is going to exclude blood. So we're safe. We don't have to go, well, never would have to, but the Havamina of having a mikvah of Behema blood is now rejected. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is now quoting the Pasuk. I guess it's the Pasuk by Kisui Adam. Again, the Pasuk says, the Ish Bnei Yisrael, and a Ger Gar B'Shacham, any man from Bnei Yisrael and from the Ger that lives amongst you, Asher Yatsud Seid Chaya, who hunts a hunted animal, O Oaf, Asher Yechel, that's going to eat, V'Shafachas Damo, V'Chisoba Afar. Okay, you have to Kisui Adam. So Mar is in the Nadarshan, it says Asher Yatsud and Seid, which seems redundant. Right, Asher Yatsud, Ainli Eloi, and now based on the word Yatsud, I only know the mitzvah Chisir Dam, Eloi Asher Yatsud. Only a Chaya Oaf that I have to go trap, I have to go hunt, I have to go get out from the fields. Nitzodim Va'omdim Eleim, Kigon Avazim V'Tanagolim Minayin. What about those things that are more domesticated, that are in my fence, like geese and chickens? How do I know that they also require Kisir Dam? Tamad Lomar Tzeid, you have the word Tzeid, which means we call Makom. Well, if that's the case, Im Kain, Ma Tamad Lomar Asher Yatsud. If Tzeid is teaching me any type of it, what does Asher Yatsud come to teach me? It is not Limda Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah is teaching you Derech Eretz, meaning not proper behavior to other friends, but how you should behave. Right? Shelo Yochol Adam Basar Ela B'Hazman Azos. You should only be eating meat with the thinking that in order to get meat, you have to have all this preparation. Meaning, eating meat eating these types of meats should only be once in a while. You should think that eating meat is as difficult as going out to trap it and going to take the whole process. You should view meat as like that, and then you won't eat it as much because it's much more difficult. Rashi says, "Ela b'hazman hazos ki ilu hutzad she'ena mizumenes lo klomar lo yachol baser tardir shelo yani." Don't eat so much meat because you might get poor. It's very expensive. Now you have to treat as if all meat requires hunting, and therefore you won't eat as much because it's too much of an effort. Okay. Seems to be right now. He seems to say meat. Lo yachol adam basar is what he says. Well, let's continue. The Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara learns in a brisa. It says pasuk says ki yachiv. This is the pasuk also about eating meat. It says ki yachiv Hashem lekecha es gvulecha. Right, kasher diber lach v'amarta achol basar ki saveh nafshecha lechol basar. Right, nimda Torah derech eretz shelo yachol. Right, it says. Desire. So limda Torah derech eretz lo yochol da basar ela teyavon. You should only eat basar because if you really have this pining for basar, it shouldn't be something that's just served, regularly. Just if you really want it. So yochol yikach adam min hashuk v'yochol. You would think, okay, so maybe someone can go to the marketplace and buy it. Tamalomer, no, v'zavachta mipkarcha umitzoncha. It's only from your flock. Don't go out and buy meat. I mean, this would put Cormac Glad out of business. Don't go out and buy meat. Don't buy it from the shuk. The Gemara says, Yachal Yizbach Kol Bikarov Yochal. Maybe if you only have one, you can shecht it also. You can, whatever you have, you can shecht and eat. No, Yizbach Kol Bikarov Yochal Kol Tzanov Yochal. Tamalomer Mi Bikarcha, from amongst your Bakar. Velo Kol Bikarcha, not all of it. Mitzoncha Velo Tzoncha. You can't shecht all of it, because you can't. It's saying not to have so much meat. Mikan, from here, Amar of Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah said, Mi Sheyesh Lo Mana. Someone who only has a mana, which is 100 zuz, which is not so much money, yikach lepaso litro yerek. He should buy vegetables, and that's what he should eat, not meat. If he has a sara mana, okay, he's got a little more, yikach lepaso litro dogim. He should buy fish. Tosis points out, fish must obviously be cheaper than meat, right? Chamishi mana, if he has 50 mana, yikach lepaso litro basar. Then he can buy a bit of basar. If he has, right, mea mana, 100 mana, then yishpitu lo kedir l'chol yom. Then he can have meat every day. At the end of the day, meat is expensive. Mar doesn't want you to lose all your money because you're just eating meat. Right? The inach, meaning the other ones, the guy doesn't have 100 mana. Rather, he only has 10 or 50, where he's supposed to be eating a little bit of fish or a little bit of meat. Amos. Well, when is the time? The other guy's allowed to eat it every day. When are they supposed to buy the fish and the meat? She says, me'erev Shabbos, l'erev Shabbos. Buy it on Friday for kavod Shabbos. So Amarav, Rav says, Srichin anu lachosh ledivrei zakin. We should be choshesh for the words of the zakin, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore we should not have lots of meat unless we have a lot of money. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Abba, which is, I think it's a reference to Rav, right? Rashi says it's Rav. Abba, mishvachas briyim hava. Right? Rav, who said that we can't have so much meat and we should listen to what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, he's a very healthy man. Therefore, he doesn't need so much meat. Avakagon anu, but us, we, who are not so healthy, misha yesh lo pruta b'sol kiso, yiritsena l'chavani. If you have just a one pruta, go run to the chavani and buy yourself meat. Amar Rav Nachman, gon anu, lovin v'ochlin. We're even less healthy. We can even borrow money to eat meat. Basically, they said we need meat. So therefore, they put Gori Glot back in business, and therefore we can go over. Exactly. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk, and the reason why the Gemara is bringing this pasuk is they're going to learn another item of Derech Eretz out from this pasuk, which is the connection to what we did now, Because the Derech Eretz we just learned now was basically how you were supposed to eat meat, which we sort of rejected at the end.
Is that like a health issue? It's more just a...
Seems to be a health issue, is what he's saying.
Not from using poor
no.
or anything like that.
No, he says, going on, we're not breeding. He says, meat apparently is healthy, has a health, and therefore we need to eat the meat, right? They don't want to be anemic, whatever reason. Okay. Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Kivosim Lubushecha, the sheep should be for your clothing, Umechir Sodeh Atudim, and you should sell your field for the flocks. Right? And then it says, V'dei Chalev Izim L'lachmecha, L'lecha Beisecha V'chaim L'recha. It's enough of the milk of the sheep to be your bread and to feed you, and to feed your household. So Martin Darshan's Kvashim Lubushecha, meaning, from the shearings of your flock, you should have your clothing. What does that mean? A person should sell his real estate, sell his field, and buy his flock, because you can get milk and you can get clothing. And don't sell your sheep to get a field, which is interesting because throughout Shas we always say that real property, karka, is the only thing that retains value. Okay. Then it says, "V'dei chalev izim." It's enough to have milk. Dayu la'adam sheyit parnes mi chalev gidayim utlayim shebesoch beso. It's you don't shecht them. You eat the milk. You can make a lot from the milk. It's more important to have that than to and use them. I guess to sustain your family. Lachmecha kodem alechem beit secha. What does that mean? Your bread comes before theirs?
His own thing. His own. The Baal Bais comes before the family.
Yeah, it's weird, no?
It's like in the plane, you give yourself the other.
Right, he's supposed to support himself before he gives the family?
Yeah.
All right.
He has money he has energy to get.
Your
own food before.
Okay,
food
so put the okay, so put the mask on yourself before you feed. Okay.
The chayim l'narusecha.
Amar Azuch Breider of Nachman. Hain chayim l'narusecha. You also have to give life. You have to provide for your family. Mikan l'mitora derech eretz shelo yulamid adam as b'no lebasar yain. Don't spoil your kids. Basically, we're giving them meat and wine because then they're going to want it throughout their lives and they're not going to be able to afford it. So don't spoil them. Amar Rav Yochanan, Harotsa Shiyisas Sher. If you want to be wealthy, Yasok Behemadaka. You should go into business with small animals, I guess. And Amar Chizda Maidichsev. What's the pasuk? It says VaAshteros Sonecha. She says that the tzon Me'asrot Hasbaleim. They provide wealth and riches to their owners.
Is there a place where we said the Gemara that the person should be cursed to?
Because they steal. They walk around. Yeah.
Raise small animals.
No,
it's his question is right. Tosos asked the question. Tosos asked the question. It's Bim Tomer, Darina, the Perak Makam Shinogu, right? Remembering the fifth Perak of Psachim, Ha Osik Behemadaka, Eno Aurora Simon Bracha. So he says, Omer Ben Otam, the Hasan be Yushuv, Umishumayin Hara, Volhacha Ayur Bechorshtin, Dolok Shatabo Ina. It was there, it's something to do with Ayin Hara, we're talking about you doing it in the city. It makes a distinction between you raise them in the city, you raise them in the fields. It's good kasha.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah. There you go. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "Kasa de charshin velo kasa de poshrin." It's better to drink a cup of water, a cup of sorcerer water. I don't know, but than to eat water, to eat lukewarm water, because I guess lukewarm water is bad for for your body, which makes sense. Like bacteria grows. The cold water is not
good.
But to boil it. It's supposed to boil it. I don't know. That's the, so Vahani Mili, and this idea that you're not supposed to drink this lukewarm water, I guess, is B'kli Matachos. It's only if it's in a metallic Kli, Ava B'kli Cheres Lesson Bob. We don't have to worry about it if it's in the earthenware. And B'kli Matachos, and when you have to worry about it in metal Kli, Kalim, Nami Lo Amaran El Dol Shadi B'Kli Tzivaya. It's only if you didn't throw in these sort of spices, right? About shadi b'tzivayi, threw those in less lamba. Then there's no problem. The key lo shadi b'tzivayi, and even if you didn't throw in these spices, nami lo amaran. We also say there's no problem. Ella dilo tzayitz. If you haven't boiled it beforehand, about tzayitz less lamba. But if you boil it, then it's okay, which makes sense. You always say boil the water if you have issues, kill everything inside. Well, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, mishen yichlo aviv mos. You got a big Yerusha. right? Berotzi l'avdam, and you want to waste it. You think this is a way to waste all the money. Yilbosh kli pishton v'yishtamish b'kli zechuchis. You should wear linen clothing, which I guess is expensive, and you should use glassware. V'yiskor po'alim v'yeshiv imohin, and you should hire workers and not sit among them. Yilbosh kli pishton. What does that mean? It's bekitna romisa, some certain type of Roman robe, which apparently was very expensive and would fray easily, so you'd have to constantly get new ones, right? The yishtamish b'kli zechuchis, what's talking about that? That's b'zigusa chivarta, some sort of white glass. I guess it's very expensive. The yiskor po'alim v'alu shevi mayim, that's b'sorei d'nafish p'sadayu. It's talking about hiring workers to plow with your oxen, and since these workers don't care, they're going to kill your oxen, and that's pretty expensive. Okay. So that's a good way to waste your money. Daris Rav Avira, Ravira made a drasha. Zinin Amar Lamish made Rav Ami. Sometimes he made his drasha in the name of Ami. The Zinin Amar Lamish made the Rabbi Asi. And sometimes he made his drasha in the name of Rabbi Asi. My Diksiv, where the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tov Ish Chonein Umalaveh, Yichachel Devarav Mishpat. Good is a man who has mercy and lends, and he should then hold his Yichachel Devarav Mishpat. Yichachel means he'll be satisfied with justice. La'olam yochel adam v'yishdeh pachos mimasha yeshlo. A person should live below his means. You should be careful, and you should eat or drink less than what you have. V'yilbash v'yikaseh b'masha yeshlo. But you should get dressed. You should look okay. You want to present yourself. You want to be presentable. So you should get dressed by your means. V'yichaved ishto b'na v'yoseh b'masha yeshlo. But you should honor your wife and your children, but providing them above your means. They come first. Why? Shehein tuyimbo. Because they're dependent on you. And someone who's dependent on you, that means you're acting sort of in a godlike manner. V'hu talu v'misha amar v'chayolam. And you're talu in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to provide you above, you know, more than necessary, more than you just bare minimums. So those who are dependent on you, you should provide them with more than the bare necessities. Okay. Back to Kisui Adam. Right, so now the Gemara is going to talk about whether the mitzvah of Kisui Adam would apply on Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos? So if someone is chol sheyesh bo sakana and he needs meat, and therefore it's possible that you have to shecht, they didn't have refrigeration, right? You have to shecht. So do you have to do Kisui Hadam on, it would have to be on a chaya, right? Kisui Hadam would only be on a chaya, not on a behema. Here it says Kisui Hadam on a behema. I don't know if that makes sense. You would only have, all right. Daris Rav Ina, a piska de Bei Rosh Galusa. So Rav Ina said this drasha by the house of the Reish, at the opening of the door of the Reish Galusa. It's always interesting to me, like he always tells you where they were learning. These guys were probably waiting online to go talk to the Reish Galusa, but they weren't wasting any time. Even there, waiting online, they're learning. You know, it's like the guy who learns the Mishnah is waiting for the elevator. No matter what, wherever they are, they're learning. So Hashochet L'chola B'Shabbos. Someone who shechs for Chola Sheish Bo Sakan on Shabbos, I'm assuming either a bird or a Chaya, Chayiv L'Kasos, you have to do Kisui Adam. Rashi says, the kevan shenit in the Shabbos litchos, once you're docha Shabbos, eitzel shkita zo, nitches lekol mitzvasa shal shkita zo. So therefore, anything that applies to the shkita also is also docha. So, I mean, he seems to be assuming that the kisui adam is an intrinsic part of the shkita as opposed to something that's right. External. I guess the problem here might be muksa, bringing the blood, the dirt somewhere. I'm not sure what the malacha would be.
Digging it up.
It's not prepared. Digging up the dirt and preparing it. Okay? So, so he says, Amaluhu Rabba. Rabba said to his Talmidim, who heard the words of Rav Ina, Ishtoma. That's bewildering. Right, Kamar? What he says is bewildering. Lishmutal lamorei mine. So Rashi says, cut out his tongue. He should cut out his tongue for saying this. Or basically, just don't listen to him. Titania, because we have a brisa that says no, that they don't do kisui adam on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to quote this brisa, and then it's going to quote through a long brisa, but within the beginning of the brisa, we'll see the kasha right away, and then we'll just have to say time out, finish the brisa, and then go back. It says, Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi says, koi, right? The koi, which we're not sure whether it's a hema or a chaya, ain't shochin also be yantif. You don't check it on yantif, again, because you're concerned that it's of the kisui adam, but im shechato. But if you did shecht it, emichasen es damo. We don't do kisui adam for it. And we learned it out from a Kal v'chomer. What's a Kal v'chomer? Uma mila shevada'a docha Shabbos. A vadai mila is docha Shabbos. But ein sveka docha yantif. But a suffix mila is not docha yantif. Meaning you have this boy who's born between ben ha-shvashos, and then it comes out that the suffix on the next week is a yantif. Can we give him the shchita on yantif? No, we don't give him the shchita because maybe he was from the previous day, and therefore this is day 9. But we can't give him the shchita. We can't give him the mila. So you see from here that something that's vaday docha on Shabbos is the suffix is not docha on yantif. So kisu yadam she'ein vado docha Shabbos. If you have kisu yadam for vaday, you can't do kisu yadam on Shabbos. So eino dinch ain't tzvuk yadocha yontif. So an animal that's a suffix that requires kisu yadam, definitely can't do on yontif. Right there is takasha. The kasha, the Brisa says that kisu yadam is not docha Shabbos, and you said it is. But then the Gemara says, wait a second, amalo, your Kal v'chomer is no good. Why? Because I'll give you the following case. This one I have a question on. It says amalo tkiya shofar. When it comes to tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah b'gvulin outside the makom hamikdash, tochiach, it's going to prove she'ein vado docha Shabbos. Because a vaday chiyuv of tkiya shofar is not docha Shabbos. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos, but not d'oraisa. We do have to blow shofar on Shabbos. Yeah. We only don't blow shofar on Shabbos because of Shem Yaviran or Dalai Lamas. Okay, so I think Tosfos answered that question. Right? He said for Ban Tosfos, Zvim Tomer, high time of the oh, he does ask the question. By time of the shofar b'Shabbos, Mishum Shem Yaviran or Arba Amos b'Shusarabim, v'Halo Shayach b'Yontif. That doesn't apply to Yontif. Okay. Anyway, so he says tkiya shofar is vaday not docha Shabbos. And yet, the Sveika is Docha Yantif. So you see that just because it's Vade not Docha Shabbos, doesn't mean the Suffolk, we don't know what Suffolk is by Yantif yet, but it's definitely Suffolk, not Docha Yantif. It's even by Suffolk, it would be Docha Yantif. So maybe you don't have that whole Kal v'chomer, and if you don't have that whole Kal v'chomer, maybe you can do Kisu Yadam on Shabbos. So Heshiv Rabbi Elezer HaKafar Biribi Teshuva, he said, no, I'll give you a different answer why you can't do the Kal v'chomer. Mala mila shekein eina noheges bilele yomim tovim. Mila does not happen at night, right? You don't do that. You don't do it at night. Tomer bekisoy, can you make a comparison to kisoy dam, which has a chumrah, which is noheg bilele yomim tovim? Kisoy dam would be noheg if you shechted avadachaya at night on yontif, you would do kisoy dam. So how can you give a kala chumrah from miloy to kisoy? The mila kisoy has a chumrah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba. Ze echa min hadvarim she'amar Rabbi Chiya ein li aleim tshuva the ishiv of Lazar kapar bribi tshuva. I guess they rejected the Kal v'chomer and therefore what? You can't prove a mila. Right. So he says Rabbi Abba says this is one of the things that Rabbi Chiya said. I had no answer to answer it, and Rabbi Lazar hakapar was able to answer it. So he says this whole idea about mila and shofar mila and kisur yadam, you can't learn from it. But bottom line, the Gemara says, "Katani Mias." The Brisa at least said, "Kisoy she'ein vado docha Shabbos." We may have rejected the Kal v'chomer, but the statement, the halachic statement, is that kisoy is vaday not docha. A kisoy vaday is not docha Shabbos. You said, "If I had shechted the animal on Shabbos for a chole, I have to do kisoy adam." This Brisa says, "No. Even if there's a vaday chi of a kisoy adam on Shabbos, when would that be? If I shechted for a chole, then it's not Docha Shabbos." The Gemara says, "Ma vada'u de kisu do Docha Shabbos." What's the vaday of kisu yadam that's not Docha Shabbos? Must be a case of a shochet lechol b'Shabbos. The only time you can have a vaday chiv of kisu yadam is when you shechted on Shabbos for what? For a chole. So therefore, you see the Brisa specifically says there is no kisu yadam for shechting on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no. Dilma de avav v'shochet. Maybe it's not a case of chole for Shabbos. Maybe it's a case of a guy violated the avera and he shechted on Shabbos. Maybe the Gemara is saying that even that case, right, look at Rashi at the bottom, Dilma the Avar Shachat, Libari, the Lo Nitna Shabbos Litchos Ka'amar, the Lo Yechzeh, Aval Chola, the Nitna Shabbos Litchos Shari. Maybe where you said the case was that there is no Kisu Yadam, right, when it comes to Vadai, it's not Docha Shabbos, that's if you violated Shabbos. If you didn't violate Shabbos, which means you shechted it for a Chola, maybe you would have Kisu Yadam. Right, that's what we're saying. Maybe that case of where it says kisoy she'ein vado docha Shabbos.
So what would you think? When you violate it again?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I don't know.
What's the hobby that you would do kisoy adam?
No, that's why you wouldn't do the kisoy adam there. No, but what's the chiddush?
I mean, he says,
"But
ma'avada
the
chiz
the
lo dachishav."
Of course, it's
not. Maybe after Shabbos. I mean, you know, a legitimate bris is dachishavus, but the associated things like carrying the knives.
That's a machlokas. That's a machlokas, and Rulos of the Mila. We paskin, you're right. We paskin. That's a machlokas in the Gemara about whether you can do that, warming up the bet, warming up to. That's the machlokas, but we say that the machshiri Mila, that's the machlokas. But here he's saying the guy violated Shabbos, so once he violated Shabbos, you don't do Kisui Adam. Maybe later, maybe afterwards, I don't know. So Mar says, Mar rejects that and says, no, Dumya de Mila. Right? Ma Mila Bereshus, Ab Kisui Nami Bereshus. When it comes to the Mila on Shabbos, Mar is trying to compare it to Mila. Mila done on Shabbos is only talking about a Mila that's done with permission. So to the Shechita that the Bryce is talking about, the Shechita that's done with permission. What's the Shechita that's done with permission? That's for someone who's that's for a Chola. And yet the Bryce says, there's no Kisui Adam. So we reject. We reject the statement that was made on the steps of the house of the Reis Galusa, which said that Kisui, that Shochet L'chol on Shabbos does do Kisui. We say, no, Shkita on Shabbos, even if it's done by Rishos, there is no Kisui Hadam. So then the Gemara said, let's go back to the Reisa. V'amru lo t'kiyas shofar begolun gulun tochiach, she'ein v'ada docha Shabbos, usveika docha yantav. The suffix of t'kiyas shofar is docha yantav. The Gemara says, my sveika, what suffix are we talking about? Ilema suffik chol suffik yontif. Oh, we're not sure whether today's yontif or not. Maybe it's a weekday. Well, then why wouldn't you blow shofar? On either end, you can blow shofar. Right? Well, your suffik is that maybe it's a chol. Well, then for sure you can blow shofar. You can blow shofar in a chol. It's suffik that's yontif where you chayev to blow shofar, or suffik on it's a chol that you can't, that you what? That you have no problem blowing shofar. So that can't be the suffik. So the Gemara says, Hashda vada yontav dochya. A vada yontav is docha. Docha what? Docha blowing instruments? Or I'm not sure what it means, docha. But acha vada yontav dochya. Rashi's, that the Gemara then says, Safik yontav, safik chol mi bai. If it's a suntav, maybe the second day of Rosh Hashanah, where it's a suffik, or whether it's a yontav or chol, of course it's going to be docha. So what's the suffik? Ella, suffik ish, suffik isha. The suffix of with the person that we're blowing shofar for, whether he's a man or a woman, an androgynous maybe, well, who it is, right? Rashi says, "V'docha yontav gomor." It's a suffix where this person has a chiyuv. The assumption being that this person, that the chiyuv of tkiyas shofar is only for a man, and this person, this person may not be a man. I think we say that it's mitzvah seishas man grom, right? So this person's only a man, and therefore he would the suffix we're talking about is that person. So let's just go one more. The Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who said that he didn't, Rabbi Yossi had this whole thing about the suffix. He says it's not a suffix. Rabbi Yossi, l'tamei, d'amar, isha vadois, nami tika. This is a suffix whether he's a man or a woman. Rabbi Yossi says that a woman you blow shofar for. It's just like she can't blow for somebody else, but she can blow, even though she's on Yichuyov, you can blow shofar for her. So the same thing by a koi. If you wouldn't know, maybe you would say that you could do kisrei dam. He says, Tanya, because Rabbi Yossi said, b'nei Yisrael somchin. Pasuk says that only Bnei Yisrael do smicha on the animal. The low Bnei Yisrael smoke some close, but Bnei Yisrael shouldn't do smicha. The problem with doing smicha on the animal is that you're putting pressure on the animal and you're getting benefit from the animal. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Nashim, Sochos, Rishos. Women have permission to do it, just like women have permission by smicha. They have permission by Tkiyas Shofar. So therefore, he could not say, he wouldn't be bothered by this idea of suffik on Yontif, suffik blown. There is no case of suffik Tkiyas Shofar on Yontif, because a woman has not that she's mechuyev, but it's a mitzvah for her, and therefore you can blow the shofar for her as well. Okay, I didn't realize that the mission is right there, but I didn't prepare, so we'll stop here by Amar Ravina, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Okay.